Broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
Happy to have you along, my fellow Americans, Sam Bushman and Kurt Crosby, live on your radio. Hard-hitting news the networks refuse to use, no doubt, starts now. Hope you're all doing absolutely fantastic, ladies and gentlemen. This is the broadcast for June 1. In the year of our Lord, 2015, it is our one of two, and our goal always to promote God, family, and country on your radio in the traditions of our founders. It's incredibly simple. We use the supreme law of land, the blueprint for liberty. Oh, ladies. All right, our guest is there. That's good news, huh, Kurt? Welcome to Liberty Roundtable Live, sir.
Buenos dias. Greetings and salutations. Howdy, howdy, howdy. Thank you, Sam.
All right, there you go. We're working on our levels here. We're on a remote, so normally I'm used to
you wanted me
my
to turn up a little? Is
yeah,
that
right now we're
I
using
turned
somebody
you up
else's
a little.
Equipment.
Is all that right. better? Okay, good.
Thank all right, you. Now is the level between the two of us good, Ben? All right, so we're ready to rock and roll, ladies and gentlemen. We are broadcasting live from Memphis, Tennessee. And we rolled into Memphis, Tennessee Friday morning. A delayed flight got us there. Ate lunch with James Edwards. Ate lunch with Matt Felak. Ate lunch with Eddie the Bombardier Miller. Hung out with Keith Alexander. We had a delightful time. Then we took off with our buddy Matt Felak and rolled all the way up to Mountain Home, Arkansas. On Saturday, we had a delightful event, ladies and gentlemen. We spent time at the Patriots and Preppers Expo, or Preppers and Patriots Expo, with our buddy Mike Slack. That was a delightful event as well. And I'm just telling you, we had a fantastic time there. Met a lot of good, hard-working, honest patriots. We passed out a lot of the Give Me Liberty Fund flyers. Folks are learning about the Give Me Liberty Fund. Folks are learning about liberty and about what we do, Liberty News Radio. We talked about a lot of the talk show hosts. It was pretty cool because John Moore was there. The John Moore Radio Talk Show syndicated on Liberty News Radio as well as Republic Broadcasting. And then I had the opportunity to speak right after John Moore, which is pretty cool because John Moore's on the radio and we're live on the radio right after the John Moore show. So it was neat because we were live in person right after one another as we are on the radio. So that was pretty cool. We saw our buddy Tim Starks, who was there as well. He had an incredible packed room speech. Vincent Finelli, USA Prepares, was there. So I'm telling you, it was a delightful event on Saturday. And then we went to an incredible Thai restaurant. Yeah, we all enjoyed Thai food. So that was a delightful day. Anything to add on that, Kurt? All right, Kurt's off the radar here, melting down. Here we go.
Yeah, just connecting up a few different things. But, it was, like you say, being there in the Ozark Mountains, it's just impressive. Good folks, the salt of the earth folks that we got to meet, spend time with. We had a good time rolling a few coins across the floor with some of the children or grandchildren of the folks that have attended. And, just overall, it's Americana right there. At the Patriots and Preppers Expo, huh?
Yeah, there's no doubt about it. I also found it fascinating. There was a lot of people that came through. A lot of people talked to us. A lot of people didn't really know who we were. There was a lot of people that heard about the expo by word of mouth, Kurt. Many of them actually were not even radio listeners, huh?
Well, that's the bottom line is, you've got a lot of different ways that people gather information. Some were listeners, some weren't. Some basically would just, cruise in because so-and-so told them. These are folks that are typically a little less internet connected when you go to the, Ozark Hills. In my opinion, they're a little bit more... Now, I don't want to say backward. I just mean they're a little bit more connected to the earth.
The term I'd use in modern days, a lot of them are off the grid.
Yeah, they're just, living life in a pretty good way. They've got, things growing, like maybe a chicken or cows or whatever around.
They care, chickens and cows don't grow.
Well, they do grow. They're just not planted,
All right.
Then they've got gardens and yards and stuff like that. I mean,
I'll tell you what's interesting, though.
We got 2 inches of rain that one morning.
At least it means these people are not tied into the mainstream press, though, Kurt.
That's exactly right.
You got to give them credit for something.
They're tied in, but it's just not to the, establishment media.
Anyway, that was fascinating. A lot of radio listeners were there as well that knew about us or Vincent Finelli or Joyce Riley or a lot of the people we syndicate. By the way, this half hour is brought to you in part by thepowermall.com. I'm telling you, when you want to do business with the good guys, think of thepowermall.com. Anyway, so that was an incredible event on Saturday. And you mentioned the rain. While we were driving up there, man, a frog strangler came on us. So we took care of that. And, wow, the Felax were the kind hosts for us. Would like to thank them publicly for their support. You got Matt and Lou taking care of business, doing a good job. We're grateful for them. And that was Saturday. Kurt, do you want to brief everybody on Sunday?
Well, before we get there, though, we were real close to what's called the Mammoth Springs, State Park or
Kurt,
National
I have one
Park.
One word to describe that, by the way.
Incredible?
Well, mammoth is what I'd probably use.
Yeah, very good. And gigantic. Anyway, bottom line, ladies and gentlemen, if you're not familiar with it, it's where, nearly 10 million gallons of water come out of a they just come right up out of the earth every, hour, Sam?
Yes, sir. 7.3 million gallons an hour comes out of that
thing? I want to know, I didn't see anybody measuring it there because I...
See, this is Kurt Crosby's way. He always goes,
what I
they don't need to measure it every minute, Kurt.
Well, what I want to know is how they did it originally.
Well, what you need to do is become an engineer, Kurt, and you can find out.
Yeah, and then how they think that, hey, once they did the original measurement, it's the same every hour.
Yeah.
That's pretty interesting to me.
Yeah, might not, but here's what I will say. If they say 9 million gallons an hour comes out of that thing, how much water comes out of that thing, I would believe them, Kurt.
Okay.
How about you?
Well, I'd say they're probably wrong.
Yeah, what do you think it would be?
Well, I'd say it would be more sometimes and less other times.
Yeah, but might you take an average, Kurt? Might you do your very best to give people kind of an idea?
Maybe. I bet, somebody smarter than me can figure that out. But,
well, they did.
Yeah, they did. But
and you know what they said? They said 9.73 gallons an hour, or 9.73 million gallons per hour comes out of that dude.
Yeah, and one guy, asked the question, I think it was James. He wanted to know, where's that coming from? And so we suggested he suit up with the, a little scuba gear and head down in there and see where it was coming from.
Yeah, they'd probably arrest him before he got that done, Kurt.
Yeah, well, anyway.
But I'm telling you, it'd be pretty cool. I said that I'd send the video cam, would do some YouTube reality videos of that.
Yeah. And James Edwards enters the Mammoth Springs.
The water's 58 chilly degrees all the time, too.
Yeah, cool.
Now, you could challenge that and say, I wonder who figured out what degrees it was, and how do they know it's the same degrees all the time, Kurt? We could do a Kurt Crosby thing on that.
That's a wonderful idea.
So, there you go. Kurt could figure that out. But I'm telling you, very cold water, and the water feeds an incredible river. And I'm just telling
you. Two rivers, I guess it was, wasn't it?
Well, I thought another river joined it from somewhere else. But
anyway, it's a bunch of water, man.
A bunch. And just so you know, 9.73 million gallons an hour is what a bunch is.
That's right. It's a gaggle.
Now, I agree that it's a frog strangler. I agree that you could drown in that, for sure.
Yes.
Now, somebody else said they wonder how deep that spring is. And so, I thought Kurt could find out the depth.
I thought James would, if he's going
to
dress up.
James just wanted to know where the water came from.
Yeah, but, if he's going to dress up and go down there and see, he might as well see how deep
No, because then you'd be like, I don't know how he'd know that.
But he could just stand on, his head a few times and measure it, going down.
Well, you could just do his body length times how many, right?
Yeah.
You know
what
I mean?
That'll work.
All right. Anyway, very interesting spring, though. Mammoth Spring. And by the way, I did a bunch of research. It's one of 10 of the largest springs in America, right, Kurt?
Wow.
Yeah.
Now, I would say it's number one, but, of course, that's based on what I've seen,
But I wonder how they would know that it's one of the top 10, too.
Some government agency is going around measuring springs, I guess.
And they're charging you a pretty penny and an old-looking nickel for that, buddy.
Mm-hmm.
I'm telling you right now.
Well, anyway, so we did get to Sunday and had a delightful time experiencing, we got to attend our religious services as we do weekly, you know, doing the whole God, family, country part, you know.
Absolutely.
And I thought it was just a great day. And our buddies attended
with
us. Who is
it? Travis Tritt sings a country song, "It's a Great Day to Be Alive," and boy, do I agree with him.
Oh, yeah.
So we did that. We'll tell you the rest in seconds. We had our buddy Matt Felak with us. Our guest coming up in mere seconds as well. You are listening to Sam and Kurt live from Memphis, Tennessee, on Liberty Roundtable Live on the Liberty News Radio Network.
Imagine a school where faith and integrity are at its center, where heritage and responsibility instill character, where educating both hearts and minds brings about academic excellence. There is a school in American Fork where character and embracing the providence of a living God are fundamental, where students' national test scores average near the 90th percentile. Based on LDS principles and a love of country, now in our 39th year, American Heritage School is accepting fall enrollment for kindergarten through high school. What would you do for your child? Give them an education that will prepare them for life. Located east of the temple in American Fork, American Heritage School is a remarkable and affordable alternative. Visit us, find us online, or in the Yellow Pages. American Heritage School in American Fork.
Liberty is not free. Its costs are innumerable. Without monetary funding, the valiant efforts of freedom-loving Americans become diminished or outright defeated. We present a solution, the Give Me Liberty Fund. The plan is quite simple. Invite individual Americans to contribute less than a dollar a day. These monetary funds are used to promote liberty-minded media, organizations, events, candidates, movements, and speakers. In the spirit of transparency, all expenditures are published. Patriotic business owners provide discounted products and services to Give Me Liberty Fund members. Our greatest strength is in numbers. Go to GiveMeLibertyFund.com and become part of the solution today. GiveMeLibertyFund.com. Participate in the peaceful restoration of the greatest and freest country in the world.
Hello, everyone. James Edwards here. Are you sick and tired of liberals and race hustlers and the media calling you a racist just because you oppose Obama's policies? Well, my friend, those days are over. After you read Racism Schmacism, you'll never again fear being called the R word. I invite you to discover why every conservative in America needs a copy of my explosive new book. Racism Schmacism has received much critical acclaim and will equip you with the key to unlock their socio-political nuclear bomb once and for all. Order your copy today by visiting the official website of the Political Cesspool radio program, thepoliticalcesspool.org. Proceeds of each sale go to help keeping our award-winning show on the air, and they make great gifts for your conservative friend or family member. Buy Racism Schmacism today at www.thepoliticalcesspool.org.
Begging politicians, bureaucrats, and educrats, and all do-gooders to please obey the supreme law of the land, the Constitution. This is Liberty Roundtable.
You got it, ladies and gentlemen. You got to lock the radio station on Liberty Roundtable Live and rip the knob off. That's what I'm saying. Sam and Kurt live from Memphis, Tennessee. Had a fantastic time with the Preppers and Patriots Expo that took place on Saturday. And then on Sunday, we went to church, had some religious services, spent some time with our buddy Matt Felak. Kurt, you want to break the news?
Well, yeah, it was, if you've never been to what's called the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints baptism, we got to participate in one of those. They basically, it was Sam Bushman baptizing our buddy Matt Felak in the as they do immersion by immersion. So we're talking about...
yes, sir. Full, it was baptism by immersion.
Full body immersion. And so Brother Matt participated in that.
And I made sure that everything was absolutely immersed.
That's
sir.
Right. You did. And then, you know, I mean, we had... friends and folks all around. It was just tremendous. And that was in, what's the town called? West Plains, I guess.
West Plains, Missouri. Yes,
Missouri,
sir.
Yeah.
And so I was able to baptize our buddy Matt Felak, the newest member of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. Kurt Crosby was able to use the laying on of hands and give Matt the gift of the Holy Ghost. So that was pretty cool. Mm-hmm. I had the opportunity to give a talk, speak about the Holy Ghost.
Yeah, he preached a sermon there, and you know, I mean, it was 2 hours, but it was still pretty good, I thought, you know.
Wait a minute, it wasn't 2 hours.
Well, I mean, a couple minutes, I guess.
I maybe talked for, what, 4 minutes, maybe?
All right, yeah, I guess so.
And I'm a little like a Baptist preacher when I get a rolling, as y'all know.
Mm-hmm.
But it was a delightful time, and I'm just telling you, what a blessing it was to be there. There was Mormons and non-Mormons alike that were part of the event.
Mm-hmm. And no gunplay, as far as I saw, anyway.
Well, there was gun
there was play. A little knife play, but no gunplay.
Hold on. There was there was gunplay, Kurt.
Oh, really?
Yes, you just didn't see him. You want to know why?
I had my eyes closed.
Because well, that could have been. But in this case, it's because the guns were concealed, Kurt, and there was no need.
Oh, yeah. No to, shooting. You know, needed right at the moment.
And, you know, usually people who have concealed guns don't go crazy with them unless they need to defend.
Yeah.
And so everybody was peaceful. People were shaking hands and giving hugs and everything like that. It was marvelous to behold.
Wow.
And I just had a tremendous time. Now, that knife play is true. People were whipping out knives everywhere in the meeting right before that. That's for sure.
Yes, yes. You know, and it was impressive, the knives that were attending the event.
No one got stabbed.
That's right. Everyone was safe. Mm-hmm.
And there wasn't even a government person there.
Could see or hear.
Everybody was safe and no bureaucrats.
Yeah.
All right. It doesn't get better than that. Religious events on the Sabbath. No government officials involved.
Mm-hmm.
Gunplay and knife play all available. No one got hurt. The world was all good. And everybody left peaceful and happy and cheerful, Kurt.
Yes, I believe it. And it's one of the lowest tax zones you'll find in America, as far as I can tell, right, Sam?
Yeah, low property taxes. People are trying to get us to move.
Yeah, I mean, it's like $1,500 an acre, you know, to buy ground. And, of course, that comes with so much water, you can hardly stand it, right, Sam?
Well, it doesn't really come with the water.
Well, I mean, it's
but the water just freely comes to it as long as the government stays out of it.
I mean, it's just impressive, you know, those hills
Utah,
there, you know.
In Utah, where there's not hardly any water, you got to guarantee water's with it, okay?
Yeah,
in these kind of, in these here parts,
In
these here parts, Kurt, it doesn't really come with the water.
Yeah.
The water just freely comes to it. The only way that would stop, I think, is if people don't obey God's commandments and or if the government gets involved.
Good point.
Just saying. All right, anyway, it was a wonderful time, and thank heavens we had the blessed opportunity to be part of it. Without further ado, our guest, Mr. Lowell Nelson, campaignforliberty.org. Welcome back to Liberty Roundtable Live, sir.
Well, thank you, Sam and Kurt. I'm glad you had a nice trip there this past weekend. Sounds like you had a wonderful time. I was just reading up on that marvelous spring, Mammoth Spring. You know, they measure the water. It goes over the falls that below the spring. That's how they measure the water, and that's also how they measure the temperature, I think, of the water. And it is quite a spring, man. Just like you said, the 10th largest spring in the world.
It is. It is just. It's beyond, when you visit it, it's indescribable. Is what it is.
Yeah, they say it's fed from an underground lake, and the area of that lake never been ascertained. It's kind of funny, but nothing affects the lake, so they could. You could have downpour for, you know, 7 straight days, for example. You still get the same, you know, 58 degrees and the same flow of water, 9 million, you know, gallons a day out of that spring. Or it could have drought for 3 months, and you'd still get the very same flow at the very same temperature. Pretty amazing.
It is incredible. No doubt about it. All right, speaking of trying to get the same results consistently in Washington, that's a struggle to do. But you got folks working on it, huh?
Well, yesterday was the big showdown, as you know, Sam, on the USA Freedom Act in the Senate. It passed the House.
So let me just kind of set the stage. What happened is they were all on vacation like little kids. And then they came back, and they were going to have, what, a 12-hour sprint?
Yeah.
For an 8-hour sprint to sell us down the river.
Yeah.
Right?
For 8 hours. They started at 4 p.m. yesterday afternoon in the Senate.
Now, it's tragic they're working on the Sabbath in the first place, though, right?
Yep, absolutely. They really ought to be honoring the Lord on the Sabbath day, not talking about the laws. And
stealing our liberties.
Faith on Sunday. And in fact, I mean, they've had years to talk about this, right? I mean, one of their tactics,
yes,
I suppose, is to wait until the last minute and then rush it through. They'll just throw up their hands and wave their arms and say, it's going to expire. The Patriot Act's going to expire at midnight. We got to do something now.
Lol, it's an emergency, sir.
It doggone well is an emergency, Sam. We got to pass this now. But, you know, as of midnight last night, I haven't looked at the news yet this morning, but as of midnight, they still had not passed that thing. What do you have bit later news than that?
Kurt's looking up on a couple of places to confirm the details there. But while you're doing that, I just want to say this. They were supposed to have a session, an emergency session, basically, coming in right after recess on the Sabbath, 8 hours. What we hoped they did was they went home at midnight. But what we usually find out is, by golly, somebody twisted somebody's arm and somebody forced somebody to stay and somebody did this and somebody did that. And before you know, in the wee hours of the morning while y'all are sawing logs, they sold us down the river. That's what we usually find, Lowell.
That's usually, yes, what we find. It turns out that 77 of our senators voted for cloture, meaning that that was a procedural vote saying that they were going to go ahead and let the Senate talk about the bill. In other words, last week, after Rand Paul's filibuster, they only got 57 votes for cloture, which means that they really couldn't even bring the bill to the floor for consideration.
And because they needed 60, right?
They needed 60, yeah, for cloture. And so if you can keep the bill from coming to the floor, that's a victory. But yesterday, 77 of the senators voted to go ahead and consider it. And so that's, 57 versus 77. That means 20 senators that didn't want the bill last week wanted it to be considered this week, yesterday. So that was just...
And now this just shows what happens when they go on recess. You and I think they're just playing hooky. But the truth is what they're really doing is beating each other to a pulp and forcing each other to come to the table with specific behind-the-scenes agenda items, right? Otherwise, how on earth would they gain 20 more while they're all supposedly home with their wives and children?
Exactly. Yeah, it's a bad deal from the beginning. Now, one of the things that made yesterday exciting was a live blogging by two or three people employed by the Campaign for Liberty back in their Washington, D.C. headquarters. They were in the Senate live blogging the event. And so they were there at 4 p.m. when all the senators gathered, and they were there at 5 p.m. when they took a brief recess. Actually, shortly before, I guess we got a break coming up, but they have Rand Paul on C-SPAN giving a 5-minute speech right there about 5 p.m. It was great.
And speaking of Rand Paul, thank heavens for his filibuster. Many people mock him and call it grandstanding, but the truth is, they say the Patriot Act was on life support after his valiant stand. Details in seconds. Sam Kurt, Lowell Nelson, Campaign for Liberty.
Pursuing liberty, using the Constitution as our guide. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
From the days of the Romans, there have been legends of a fountain of youth, and now science has found a real answer to slowing the aging process. I'm Joyce Riley from the Power Hour, and it's so exciting to know that Time Challenger has capitalized on decades worth of international scientific studies to bring you the most powerful mitochondrial DNA supplement on the market today. Mitochondrial DNA is the power plant of human cells, but as we age, we lose more and more of this precious material. Time Challenger promotes healing and gives cells the power to do their work. Mental cognition may be enhanced, skin refreshed, blood pressure normalized, and signs of aging might be reduced. Time Challenger can also provide enhanced recovery for athletes. Time Challenger, the first step to slow the effects of aging on your body. To learn more, call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829, or visit thepowermall.com. Time Challenger just might be your fountain of youth.
If you want to experience the great outdoors in comfort and style, then you need products from Teton Sports. For any of your camping, hiking, or outdoor needs, Teton Sports has top-of-the-line products for any adventure. Our sturdy and lightweight Wilderness 55 backpack has a built-in rain fly and plenty of compartments and pockets, perfect for hiking the mountains or a weekend camping trip. And our zero-degree sleeping bag features Superloft Elite 4-channel hollow fiber insulation for warmth, as well as right and left side zippers to let you zip two Teton bags together. With an adjustable mummy hood and interior storage pockets, our sleeping bags are the best on the market. Teton Sports is all you need for any outdoor adventure. Look for Teton Sports products at Amazon.com, Sportsman Warehouse, or Wholesale Sports. And next time you're preparing for an adventure, think of Teton Sports.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology, all while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureFectFilters.com.
With news the networks refuse to use, you are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
Yes, you are, ladies and gentlemen. Sam Bushman and Kurt Cosby live from Memphis, Tennessee. Hope you're all doing absolutely marvelous. We are talking to Lowell Nelson, campaignforliberty.org. Click on Utah to get Lowell's details and to participate in the beautiful Olympic Beehive State of Utah. But if you want to do so around the nation, click on your favorite state, Campaign for Liberty, everywhere, including in Washington, D.C. They were there on the Sabbath, sad to say. Had to cover the Patriot Act. It was a sellout in the making. Nevertheless, even with 77 senators saying they want to pull that dude out of mothballs, and even though it was DOA or on life support, they pulled it out and tried to debate it, tried to work on it, but as far as we can tell, Rand Paul was victorious, says Business Insider. They're now calling, they got a new caucus up there in Washington, D.C., Lowell. I don't know if you've ever heard about it, but they say Ron Paul taking on the eye roll caucus.
Rand Paul.
Yeah. Rand Paul taking on the eye roll caucus. And I guess that means that what happens is when Rand comes up with these things that they, the insiders, don't like whenever he stands with the Constitution and they're just fed up with it, they just do the eye roll. And so now it's called the eye roll caucus, sir.
That's the first I've heard of that. Sounds pretty fun to me. Hey, by
anyway, bottom line, as far as I can tell, he's been victorious so far, and they say that the Patriot Act is going to expire. What I don't understand is, didn't it already expire, sir?
Yeah, it expired last night at midnight Eastern time. One of the fun things Rand did yesterday was, you know, at 4 p.m. when the Senate convened, Speaker McConnell said, well, let's divide the time equally between the Republicans and the Democrats. Half hour to the Republicans, half hour to the Democrats and stuff. Well, turns out that people from both parties were speaking, but he wouldn't call on anybody who objected to the Patriot Act or to the Freedom Act. And so because none of the opponents, you know, like Senator Rand Paul, were being called on to speak, Senator Rand Paul stood and demanded a quorum call. And you know, this is about one of the most exciting things that ever happens back in Washington, D.C., because nobody calls for a quorum call. That's, you know, that's where they have to...
Hold on, let me stop you there. Nobody does, but they ought to do it all the time.
Absolutely right, yeah. So that's where the Sergeant of Arms, you know, goes out and gets every single senator that's in the city to come into the chamber of the Senate, you know, for a vote. Well, and because the senators don't like to be bothered, finally they said, okay, Rand, we'll give you 5 minutes. And so after they gave Rand, you know, after they agreed to give Rand 5 minutes to speak, then Rand withdrew his motion for a quorum call. So So basically, he bullied.
But hold on.
Yeah.
Let me just stop you, though. He should not withdraw his motion for a quorum call.
Oh, I agree. I agree. I just thought it was.
Okay, so what it is funny, but what my point is they just showed they won, though. They give him 5 minutes of token speech, and then he withdraws. Why not force a quorum call, though? We have a right to know what a quorum thinks. We have a right to force those people to the floor. When they're discussing violating your rights and spying on you and monitoring all your conversations and doing all this to you, the least we could do is have a quorum call and force them to be on record to, one, be present, and, two, find out where they literally stand, right?
Well, absolutely. A person elected to that kind of office really ought to spend some time on the Senate floor deliberating. And obviously, dozens of them were not there.
Especially if they're going to call an emergency session on the Sabbath.
Yeah. And of course, they were back in their offices probably twisting arms.
You know, Lowell, you can tell that this was a terrible, evil thing done by Rand Paul because, guys, you know, honorable, patriotic, leading senators like John McCain, you know, had this to say about it. And he says, I know what this is about. I think it's very clear this is to some degree a fundraising exercise. Then he went on to say he obviously has a higher priority for his fundraising and political ambitions than for the security of the nation. Yeah, Mr. John McCain.
And my response to Mr. John McCain would be, yeah, this Patriot Act that violates citizens' rights and violates the supreme law of the land on literally a minute-by-minute, hourly-by-hourly basis, and then we find out, even from the FBI's own admission, that it has done nothing to foil any terrorist attacks of any kind. The intel gathered has done nothing to stop violence against the American people and protect the American people at all. Blatantly admitted, and you're telling me that Rand Paul's the grandstander, sir? Come on.
Mr. McCain would know about using things for political, ambitions, in my opinion. He's well aware of how to do that.
Now, what we need to do, really, though, is we need to double and triple the support for Rand Paul so that they know how serious this is and how the American people aren't falling for the McCain lies, Lowell.
Another fun thing Rand did last night, this is about a quarter after 6 Eastern time, President McConnell, the president of the Senate, is what I mean by that, Mitch McConnell.
Good old Mitch.
He asked unanimous consent to extend Section 215 of the Patriot Act for 2 weeks. Well, you know what? Rand Paul objected. He stood up and said, I object. And, you know, had he not been there and done that, then good old Mitch could have said, well, seeing no objection, it is so ordered. And
hold on. Where's Mike Lee and some of these other people in this mix, Lowell?
Well, that's a great question. I called Mike's office last night and just got a recording. I'm going to call again after the first hour of Liberty Roundtable this morning and talk there. I understand, much to my surprise, that he's supposedly a sponsor of the USA Freedom Act in the Senate, which totally floors me. I mean, he should be standing with Rand against the USA Freedom Act and against the Section 215 of the Patriot Act. And so I don't know where he is on this thing, but I'm going to find out. I encourage everybody else to find out where their senator stands. You know, call the Capitol. I believe it's 224-3121.
202-224-3121.
Yep. Mm-hmm. And they'll say who.
Now, let me make this very clear, though. The Patriot Act and the USA Freedom Act are two different things, right?
That's correct.
And they're not very freedom.
Right. The Patriot Act is not patriotic, but it's been around for lots of years. It was passed soon after 9/11. In fact, the year after. Well, yeah, right soon after 9/11. And the USA Freedom Act was named the USA Freedom Act to belie its real intent. I mean, it does not increase the freedom of Americans. What it does, it imposes a mandate on service providers to store the records that NSA has been heretofore storing on their database servers. And so basically they're going to force, you know, service providers to keep the very same information that the government was keeping, but which the courts have said was unconstitutional. And so now they're in a fascist way. The USA Freedom Act would require private companies to store that information on you and make it available to the government And in that way,
which, by the way, is just as much, if not more so, unconstitutional. The only problem is they'll play games till it's challenged in the courts. And if it rules against liberty in that case, then what they'll do is back into that and then say, we've got a dilemma. We've got to solve the dilemma at the Supreme Court, right?
Yeah. Yeah, you got it right, Sam. You have nailed it. And people who are unfamiliar with the machinations of government would spread their eyes in wide disbelief at these kinds of comments. But if
you might even have to join the eye roll caucus. You know what I'm saying?
Lowell, as you talk about the machinations of Congress, the bottom story or the bottom few lines of the BusinessInsider.com piece about this says the expiration of the Patriot Act provisions may last only a few days as the Senate works through its procedures. But Paul's statement argued, that's Rand Paul's, argued the delay still represented a win. He said the victory might be short-lived, but I hope that it provides a road for a robust debate, which will strengthen our intelligence community while also respecting our Constitution. Wow.
I agree with Rand on that, but I also want to make the point that if enough Americans stood up and said, hey, you're not going to spy on us, you're not going to violate the Constitution, you're not going to collect this data at the government, the court's already slapped you down and told you how unconstitutional it was. Not only are you trying to now have the private sector do your bidding, which is a flat-out unconstitutional, it borders on criminal, we're not going to allow you to do this. And if enough Americans really stood with Rand on this, we could flat out shut it down for good. So what Rand's telling you is he's done his very best. He believes he'll get steamrolled. But if enough of us joined him, he wouldn't, Lowell.
That's right. That's where the volume of telephone calls to Washington, D.C., to these senators' office, makes a difference. I'm here to tell you that if they receive only a dozen phone calls today, then they'll just flick that fly off of their arm just like you would a mosquito. But if they get hundreds of telephone calls, and if their staff reports hundreds of people calling in demanding protection of the Fourth Amendment, demanding that they not pass the USA Freedom Act and so forth, that makes a big impact, and those senators will not vote for this thing. So your telephone calls do make a huge difference.
I ask you, my fellow Americans, where do you face? Do you face the people on the side of Congress to sell us out, or do you stand with the founders? Huh?
What do you face? I realize that we
quick
shouldn't...
pause. Hold on, Lowell. Back in seconds. Liberty Roundtable Live. Sam and Kurt live in Memphis, Tennessee.
Many of you have heard me talk about my Vigor score. You say, Sam, what on earth is all this Vigor stuff about? Well, Vigor is defined as zest for life, your strength in body and mind, your energy levels. It's kind of all wrapped into a term called Vigor. Would you like to improve your Vigor score? Well, you got to first take the free test. Get a hold of Kurt, C-U-R-T, at LibertyRoundtable.com or call Kurt Cosby at 801-669-2211. I took the test, got a 13 out of 32. Horrible, huh? But I worked on it with Kurt with some natural help and healing, and before you know it, now I've got an astounding 29 out of 32 on the Vigor score. Can you tell by the way I talk? Oh, yes, my zest for life has never been better. Get a hold of Kurt Cosby, that's 801-669-2211, and take your free Vigor test today, and you can learn where you stand. And then you can work on improving it and take the test again, and compare the results. You will be delighted. Get a hold of Kurt Cosby, Kurt, C-U-R-T, at LibertyRoundtable.com, or 801-669-2211 for your free Vigor score test today.
Two days that can save your life. The Preppers and Patriots Expo, Baxter County Fairgrounds, Mountain Home, Arkansas, May 30th and 31st, 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. 36 expert speakers covering emergency medicine, survival food, water filtration, wilderness survival, solar power, wind power, gardening, self-defense, archery. See a pickup truck that runs on firewood, no gasoline needed. Learn suturing and save a life. What herbs can replace pharmaceuticals? Ham radio, home steam engines. Don't be scared. Be prepared with 2 days that can save your life. Free admission, a family event. Children are welcome. PreppersandPatriots.net. Only a few vendor tables left. Call 417-264-2435. 417-264-2435.
Imagine a school where faith and integrity are at its center, where heritage and responsibility instill character, where educating both hearts and minds brings about academic excellence. There is a school in American Fork where character and embracing the providence of a living God are fundamental, where students' national test scores average near the 90th percentile. Based on LDS principles and a love of country, now in our 39th year, American Heritage School is accepting fall enrollment for kindergarten through high school. What would you do for your child? Give them an education that will prepare them for life. Located east of the temple in American Fork, American Heritage School is a remarkable and affordable alternative. Visit us, find us online, or in the Yellow Pages, American Heritage School in American Fork.
Promoting God, family, and country. You are listening to Liberty Roundtable Radio.
When I see the behind-the-scenes shenanigan on Capitol Hill on the Sabbath day, I tend to join the IRL caucus as well, ladies and gentlemen. Wow. Lowell Nelson, campaignforliberty.com, is it, our guest?
.org.
No, it's campaignforliberty.org. All right. I don't know, man. They should have never done that .org.com stuff. You know what I mean? Anyway, well, it should just be Campaign for Liberty.
Yeah, either one will get you to the right place. So just
all right, ladies and gentlemen.
For Liberty, you'll get there.
So you were saying before the pause, though, we were talking about Rand Paul, and you were saying, hey, there's a lot of good things that he's done. Do you think he can hold out? Do you think we can really ratchet him back on this thing or no?
Well, it depends on us, Sam. And that was the thing I was about to say. They count the number of telephone calls. I mean, that's what happens. When you make a telephone call to a senator's office, it goes to the receptionist. Sometimes it will go to a staffer over that particular subject. But every call that comes in, they know what the issue is and how the constituent feels about it, you know. So you call up and you say, you know, you don't want them to vote for the USA Freedom Act because you want them to defend our Fourth Amendment rights. They'll make a note. They'll tally. They have tally sheets. They'll mark a tally, and so if they get hundreds of these, then they walk in to their senator. They give them reports every hour or two, and if they got hundreds of calls on this issue, that senator's not going to vote for it. I mean,
if they literally got thousands of calls that said we will absolutely replace you at the next election if you don't get this done.
Yeah.
Or if you don't stop this, depending on the situation, we would
right. Literally
change the world, Lowell.
Absolutely right. Yeah, the worst thing for a politician is not to be elected. That's the greatest pain you can inflict in a politician. Now, the next best thing is angry constituents. If they realize that they've got a bunch of angry constituents, they hate that. They're hating life if they get telephone calls from angry constituents. And so we need to melt the phone lines to the Senate this week, well, especially today and tomorrow if they still don't pass it, and the next day if they still don't pass it, and make sure they simply don't pass this beast.
Now, the big concern Rand Paul had, as far as I can tell, is he says, hey, if we're not careful, we're going to trade federal government mass collection of data, bulk collection of private conversations and private details. Instead of the government doing it, we'll just simply have the private sector or phone companies do it. That's the great concern about this. But he also made a point about the Constitution, Kurt, that I find fascinating and concur with.
A point, you're saying Rand Paul made a point
about the Constitution? Yes, about the Constitution. He basically said that the Constitution has provisions, where we can defend America. We don't need to mass collect data on the American people and violate the Fourth and Fifth Amendments. We don't need to do all this stuff, whether it be in government and or force the private sector to do it. The Constitution has the wherewithal to defend America. And really that, in my opinion, is founder-esque. It's correct as could be. And in there are the seeds to the solution. Lol.
You're right, and during his five-minute speech in the Senate about 5 p.m. last night, and a link to that is on the Campaign for Liberty website, where they were live blogging the event. It's a C-SPAN clip, put it up on the website, and he gets to speak for 5 minutes. He makes that very point. He says, go get a warrant for these guys. He names them, you know, the people that have committed terrorist acts or were accused of doing so. He says, go get warrants on these guys.
Yeah, like maybe Hillary Rodham Clinton. Right?
That too, yeah. Yeah, but see, as it is, it makes no sense at all to be collecting data. Basically, we're wasting effort collecting data on millions and millions of people when we could be focusing our energies on collecting information pursuant to a legal warrant on several hundred people who are suspected of terrorism. It's just a misuse of resources, Sam. It's not the right
way. But it's an intentional misuse, though. Look, this is not by accident, though. Yeah. Mitch McConnell, John McCain, all these people who love to violate your liberties and love to violate the Constitution. This is intentional, though. They know. They've had the FBI give them a report saying they haven't solved any crimes, protected any citizens, foiled any terrorist attacks with this kind of stuff. They know full well the truth, but they don't care.
And so it's up to us to help them care, make them care by the volume of telephone calls that they get. They will care if they have thousands of angry constituents beating on their door. They will come to care because that's what they care about, is getting reelected, and they care about their popularity rating. And so, yeah, we need to just beat on their door, telephone call, melt the phone lines to Washington, D.C. today.
All right, Kurt, anything else in the news about the Patriot Act and Rand Paul's stand that we ought to be take note of?
You know, it was refreshing to see that Harry Reid was in the mix. I mean, because he's such a beloved leader in the Senate.
Haven't we put that guy out to pasture yet? I thought he was all hurt and just, we need to send that guy home.
Yeah, I thought it was interesting. He said it wasn't really Rand's fault for where we are, but he says it was Mr. Mitch McConnell, Mr. Eminem from Kentucky's fault. And, you know, he's taking on the majority leader because Harry Reid wants to be the majority leader again. He just hates to be out of there.
I thought Harry was going home when he was hurt and because his brother beat the tar out of him.
Homeboy Harry, that's what we need, yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, Harry and Barry up there taking care of business for you and I. All right, that's any other tidbits we ought to know about the Patriot Act or what's happening with the U.S. Freedom Act? They're both dangerous as all get out. They are two different pieces of legislation, but both just as devastating. It's almost like the Freedom Act, the USA Freedom Act is almost like the Patriot Act, but worse, right, Lowell?
Yes, that's, I think, an accurate characterization of the act. One more interesting thing is that there were a couple representatives who were in the Senate watching the debate last night. Thomas Massie, who is coincidentally the sponsor of H.R. 24, out of the Fed bill in the House, and Justin Amash, I'm not sure how to say his last name, but he was there along with Thomas, and they were watching the debate yesterday. And of particular note and interest to our listeners, Sam, is the fact that Justin Amash was in the House on Tuesday of last week and also Friday of last week for these. Basically, it's a formality where the House meets, but even though there's no members of the House there, the House still met briefly. I'm not sure why they do that, but they did that. And Justin didn't trust the Speaker Boehner's promise that they would, you know, we're not going to do any business. This is, I'm not talking about the Senate. I'm talking about the House. Last week, they all went home, right? They recessed. But Justin was making darn sure he took them Reagan's motto, trust but verify, to heart. And he learned from the 1913, remember in 1913, on December 24th of 1913, when they passed the Federal Reserve Act, that was done near midnight on Christmas Eve by just two or three people who happened to be there. Well, out of three people, two's a majority. And so, anyway, Justin wanted to be there in the House chambers last week just to make sure that House leadership didn't try to pull any fast ones. Because if a House Speaker can say, well, without objection, we're going to order this or order that, well, if Justin's not in the chambers, he can't object. Well, he was there.
And if nobody calls a quorum, then that's not a check and balance that's exercised either, right?
Yeah, exactly right. So I'm really proud of Justin. Another thing about Justin, people like to know that he posts on his Facebook how he votes. Every time they take a vote in the House, he records his vote there on his Facebook page and then explains why he voted the way he did. We citizens would learn a lot if we just followed Justin's Facebook page to see why he voted the way he votes, because he does vote with the Constitution almost all of the time.
Another one to watch carefully is Paul Brown, does a good job quite a bit of the time. Raul Labrador from Idaho doing a great job a lot of the time, too. These are some of the people to watch because they stand up for what we believe in. And so we got to work on that. All right, what about the audit of the Fed? Have we gained any ground there?
There's been three or four more signers in the House this month. There's a whole ton on May 1st. And then there are five additional ones, May 12th, May 18th, and May 21st. So five additional signers in the latter half of this month. So we are now, excuse me, got a frog in my throat, up to 182 co-sponsors of H.R. 24 in the House. And by the way...
And there's, what, 465?
435, yeah. So we need to get up to
435, I mean?
Yeah, 218 is the majority in the House. And so we're still 18 plus 18, that would be, we're 36 away. We still need to get 36 people. But, you know, I think with all the attention being given to USA Freedom Act, to Patriot Act extensions and so forth, it's understandable that we haven't made a lot of progress on audit the Fed this past month, because our focus our attention has been focused on the surveillance state that we suffer under right now. So it's understandable.
Any change in the Senate?
No change in the Senate. That's still sitting at 32.
All right. We're flat out of time. We know we had a lot of topics to cover, but this was so critical and so changing and so real time that we wanted to spend the time on it, Lowell. I'm hoping after you call Mike Lee's office here in a bit, you'll dial into Liberty Roundtable Live during the last hour and give us a quick update.
Yeah, I'll do that. Thanks, Sam.
All right, buddy. Thank you, sir.
You bet.
Godspeed. There he goes. Lowell Nelson, always doing a great job, ladies and gentlemen. We appreciate him. We appreciate his efforts. We appreciate Rand Paul and their efforts as well. Campaign for Liberty, Sam and Kurt, Liberty Roundtable Live. We're all doing our part, ladies and gentlemen. And if enough Americans get involved, we can change the game. I know you feel like it's a lost cause many times, my fellow Americans. It is very discouraging, but do not give up. Do not fall for the lie of discouragement. Don't fall for the lie that you can't do anything. You can make a difference. You want to turn your phone into a radio, 712-432-5339. And Sam and Kurt, along with the grace of the Almighty, we can restore America. Will you help this nation?